Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk, and thank you for watching. A huge docket today. First, everything is paused in the Evelyn Boswell case due to social distancing. Second, the Watts family home sale postponed or canceled yet again. Third, five suspects in a year-old triple homicide case in Virginia. A man walks into a bagel shop and confesses that he killed his father and ate him. R. Kelly is no quitter. He keeps trying. And our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and thank you for watching Crime Talk. First, if you have not already subscribed, we would ask you to please do so. Hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we put out new content. And as always, leave us a comment. We try to respond. We certainly review the comments. We do our best. I promise. We're doing our best. First on the docket. Everything is paused in the Evelyn Boswell investigation due to social distancing. Yes, that's right. The sheriff handling the matter, Sheriff Jeff Cassidy, has stated that although they are still waiting on the autopsy, as well as the toxicology reports as it relates to Evelyn Boswell, who was found dead near her family's residence down there in Tennessee, that really not much is taking place because he's trying to make sure that everyone is working within the social distancing standards set by the CDC. The sheriff wants to make sure that people aren't working on top of one another. And he basically says everything's just kind of on hold. And even if he did have the autopsy or toxicology reports, he couldn't tell you anyway because the court has sealed those results. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Megan Boswell, the mother of Evelyn, is currently in custody as a result of the charges brought for false information to the police. She's been waiting. They were supposed to go to a grand jury and indict her on those charges as well. I understand there's a lot of stuff going on. Police can conduct their autopsy with social distancing. The coroner can get those results to the police. And we're talking about the death of a 15-month-old girl. Like everything in the law, there's always an exception to the rule. This seems like the case that somebody, regardless of what's going on in the world, would want to light a fire and get resolution on this matter. So we appreciate the hard work that police officers and the work that Sheriff Jeff Cassidy and his deputies do, but come on, we're talking about a 15-month-old girl who was killed. Her mother is a suspect. Her grandmother is a suspect. The people need to know what's going on sooner rather than later. If a cause of death or a manner of death cannot be determined, then those are the facts. People will deal with them, but let's get moving. Next on the docket, the Watts family home has been in foreclosure since almost the moment that Chris Watts was charged with the death of his wife and children. The matter has been delayed, delayed, delayed. It was set to go up for auction yesterday, and the sale was canceled. I understand there's lots of legal maneuvering going on to make sure that the judgment is satisfied. I understand there's lots of wrangling so that any monies that are in excess to the original loan amount go to Shanann's family as a result of any judgment that would have been obtained against Chris Watts. But eventually, you're going to have to either sell the house, completely take it off the market, Chase Bank, or do something. But I mean, the bank can do what they want, but it seems like everybody would want some resolution to this. If they can't sell the house, who knows? Scrape it, build a park, do something. Either way, people need resolution. Next on the docket, five suspects in a year-old triple homicide investigation in Virginia have been arrested in Pennsylvania. Deputies in Sponsylvania, Virginia, say that five men have been arrested in a May 2019 triple murder. James Myers, Durwood Allen, Jamal Bailey, Hugh Green, and Montel Wilson are all charged with three counts of first-degree murder. All three defendants are described as being from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, slightly more than 4 hours away from Spotsylvania, Virginia. The five suspects are accused of the May 2019 murder of couple Rachel Ozuna, Michael Coleman, as well as Rachel's son, Kyrus. All the bodies were discovered after Kyrus's father went to check on his son. Michael Coleman and Rachel Ozuna had a child of their own, an infant toddler, and was found alive. It's alleged that all three victims had had their necks cut, and police officials believe that the murder was premeditated. No motive, however, has been given by any of the suspects. All five of the suspects are already in custody in Pennsylvania on unrelated matters. Extradition to Virginia is pending. Now, as we've stated before, everyone that we discuss on this particular channel that is accused of a crime is given the presumption of innocence, and all five suspects in this particular case will be given that presumption as well. Although details are somewhat scarce at this particular point, one would imagine that either through DNA evidence or through one of the defendants talking and confessing and bringing in all the other co-defendants in this particular case is how this case will more than likely turn out to be why it was solved. We'll continue to follow that case. Anytime young kids like that are victims in a case where clearly the motive had to be some sort of revenge or robbery or something to that effect, these are truly innocent victims. Next on the docket, a man walks into a bagel store, tells the police that he had killed his father, oh, and maybe had eaten him a little bit too. That's right, Khalid Ahmed, 26, is charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. According to police, he in fact walked into a Brooklyn deli, approached police officers who were in there, and stated that he had killed his father and had eaten him. Once police arrived at the apartment shared by Khalid Ahmed and Imad Ahmed, they found Imad Ahmed deceased. He had been stabbed and mutilated, and several body parts were in fact missing. Neighbors were shocked as they'd never heard that the father-son had had any type of trouble in the past, and apparently Imad Ahmed was described as a very friendly guy and had recently sold his grocery store. Once again, no motive for the murder. However, the father-son had been residing in the apartment based upon the lockdown order. We'll definitely want to follow that to see if there's a motive of any kind or mental health issues on behalf of the defendant. Next on the docket, R. Kelly. He is no quitter. That's right. He may think he can fly, but that's not the case. As you may recall, R. Kelly has charges in Illinois federal court as well as in New York federal court regarding sexual exploitation charges related to various children that he was engaging in alleged inappropriate conduct. He's being held in custody. He had filed motions through his counsel asking for him to be released pending trial. At the time of the motion, there had been no confirmed cases of the COVID-19 virus at the facility where he was residing. That has changed since the court's denial of that request to leave early. The court, in its earlier order denying R. Kelly release, stated that although the court was sympathetic to his situation, that Mr. Kelly did not persuade the court that he was not a flight risk. Well, in the new motion through counsel, R. Kelly states that, first of all, he is so famous and everyone would recognize him. And frankly, he couldn't go anywhere. And frankly, he doesn't even like to fly. And he doesn't have a passport. Oh, and by the way, he's broke, so he has no means to travel anyway. So he would basically be stuck in the Chicago area and therefore let him out. But Judge, Mr. Kelly is willing to abide by any conditions that the court deems appropriate, including 24/7 surveillance to include a GPS via an ankle monitor. He further states that even if he were to go out, he wouldn't go anywhere out of the home other than to meet with his attorneys to prepare for his case, which was kind of his complaint the first time, is he can't meet with his attorneys. The judge has yet to make a decision on this new motion. However, I somehow think the judge will stand by his original decision, even though there are now confirmed cases in the detention center with the COVID-19. Mr. R. Kelly is, in fact, still a danger to the community and a flight risk. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Our dumb criminal contestant is a gentleman by the name of Robert Kovner. And Mr. Kovner was upset that when he went to his local Publix food supermarket, that not everyone in there was wearing a face mask. So what's the logical thing to do if you're concerned about people not wearing face masks? Well, you could either A, you know, kind of like kids, if you have a face mask, you know, bring one for everyone like you do at school with cupcakes and cookies. Or two, you mind your own business. Or three, you just don't go out. The fourth option that Mr. Kovner picked was not a good one. Yes, that's right. Mr. Kovner thought it'd be a good idea to get on Facebook and threaten to shoot everyone not wearing a face mask at the Publix store. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no greater advocate of the First Amendment than this guy, all right? And I have represented many, many a client over the years charged with threats. And the United States Supreme Court has said, you can say lots of things, but you cannot make credible threats. The government has to prove that the person making the statements, that it was their intent to put the people hearing the threat on the other end in fear for their safety. I have argued this. I am doing an appeal right now on a case very similar, one in which people didn't actually see the threats, but the fact that it was made. Still a lot of legal issues to be resolved about true threats as the years go by. However, I'm not giving legal advice here, but don't threaten to harm people, ladies and gentlemen, and don't put it on Facebook. As the sheriff that arrested Mr. Kovner said, they take these matters very seriously. It's not a joke. It's not just somebody having a bad day. Those are not defenses to true threats, all right? If a jury is going to listen to it and say, wow, I would take that as a threat, guess what? It probably is. Don't do it. And so Mr. Kovner, we appreciate you want people to wear masks. Good advice. But threatening them if they're not, particularly with violence and firearms, bad, bad stuff. Mr. Kovner is some 60 years old. I'm sure he's managed to make it through his life without a felony conviction. It doesn't look like he's going to make it much longer being felon free. Thanks for watching Crime Talk. Have a great day. Make sure you wash your hands, wear a mask, do your social distancing. Soon this will all be over and we can get back to our normal lives. Have a great day.